Carl Hester, you've won at Olympia for the first time since 2003, I understand.
Actually, in 2003, so this is my first win.
Your first win at Olympia. You seemed a bit emotional at the end. I mean, how important is this to you?
Yeah, hugely. I mean, from a personal point of view, of course, it's just it was just great. You know, this is a horse I've had since a year old. He's 11. This isn't very old for a Grand Prix horse. He's quite young. So we've come a long way together, and you know, there's been lots of times where I've thought, I don't think this is going to make it, and I've enjoyed being proved wrong, and so that's what made me very happy. And actually, the improvement is so vast in the last year that I'm very excited, because Rio's only 8 months away. That's really what my focus is going to be from now on, and I just wonder, you know, what else I can produce from the horse with this partnership I have with him. And you know, would there ever be any chance I could really, you know, be a chance with an individual medal? I mean, who knows? And as I said, it's the one horse that's taught me in life to never say never, really.
I mean, what would that mean to you if you got onto the podium in Rio with him after your long career, and obviously you had the team goal, but the individual medal has eluded you? What would that mean?
Yeah, can you imagine? That really would stop me doing this. I'm going to retire, but I can't. And this is how you get, you know, when you get older, and you know that really, realistically, you know, your body can't go on forever, with the competing, but. You know, so it really actually would fulfill, you know, all of my ambitions and dreams. I feel they have been done. You know, we have, you know, with the Olympic gold in London, that really was possibly going to be the biggest thing of my life. And having two horses on the team there and Charlotte winning individual gold, you know, that fulfilled nearly everything for me. But, you know, this is the problem. You know, you keep, you know, he's not the only horse I have at home. I've got some other nice ones coming along. And I get certain feelings some days off them where I'm like, I don't really know if I could retire, because this one is going to be a star, you know. So, I mean, if Nip Tuck did this for me next year in Rio, then at least I know I could happily finish my career there.
And I guess tonight shows you that it can be done. You've thrown everything into this test. You've talked about how you designed it around increased difficulty. The judges talked about how it was a difficult test that you made look easy. You must be so proud tonight.
I am, and as I've said as well, you know, there are a lot of difficult things that he can do. That's where he's so amazing, this horse. He can do difficult things and make them look easy, but it wasn't a perfect test, and I'm quite glad about that, because it's a very good score. It's certainly like getting near the individual medal score. You know, that would have got me an individual medal at the European Championships this year, but it wasn't perfect, and that's good to know, because there are some things I need to tweak a little bit and get better. There were sort of three small errors in there that would need eliminating for me to really then be going the right way. So yeah, I mean, it's great to have the program like that. I need to practice it a little bit more, so that the horse doesn't know where he's going. I mean, he's relying on me at the moment steering. Once I've done it a few times, he'll start to get the hang of it, and he's clever enough to understand that, I think.
And do you get a break for Christmas now?
Yeah, we get a little break. It's always hard to find people to work on Christmas Day, isn't it? And I live on site, so it'll be me and luckily Fiona, my head girl at home. She's staying this Christmas. It's lovely doing the horses and not having a lot of people around. Start again in January with Charlotte going to Amsterdam. We need to get that out of the way. She needs to get her second qualifier done. And then our outdoor competing won't be till the end of April. So certainly it'll be a time for the other young horses that we have at home. We have 18 horses in, so there's a little bit more work to be going on by bringing them along as well.
Great stuff. Well, look, you kept 8,000-9,000 people here very happy. Many congratulations.
They made me very happy too, I might add, and thank you very much. It's a real delight to win here.